is GQDN for Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/scriptquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Very good stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST to get 25% off of your purchase. It's great stuff, guys. Delicious, delicious, delicious. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. What could be there? You have to go find out yourself. I'm not telling you. Ah. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some sales. Oh, there's some demos out too. And there's some equipment, like some chairs, some earphones. Good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. But we have to start with this. PushSquare.com did say that Red Dead Redemption might be coming to the PlayStation Store listing. So, on the PS Store page, PlayStation Store page, they did put up a post earlier today. And, well, here's what they said. Quote, "Experience the epic Western adventures that define a generation, now on PC for the first time ever. When federal agents threaten his family, former outlaw John Marston is forced to hunt down the gang of criminals he once called friends. Experience Marston's journey across the sprawling expanses of the American West and Mexico as he fights to bury his bloodstained past in a critically acclaimed predecessor to the 2018 blockbuster, Red Dead Redemption 2. Also included is Undead Nightmare, the iconic horror story that transforms the world of Red Dead Redemption into an apocalyptic fight for survival against a zombie horde. Featuring the complete single-player experiences, both games, including bonus content from the Game of the Year, Red Dead Redemption features of all 2023 console version upgrades, plus PC-specific enhancements, including support for increased resolutions and frame rates, multiple displays, and other accessories, plus spatial surround sound. Red Dead Redemption does not feature multiplayer content." So, that might be coming to PC. But when is it coming to PC? That is what we don't know. At least not yet. Not yet. But what we do know is that WCCF Tech did say that Dragon Quest III does have some new story episodes, and some screenshots have been released. So, they're going to have some additional content for the game. And some of the pictures that they have provided does show what that content could be. So, we shall see what happens. They did put up 16 pictures on this WCCF Tech website, and they all look really good, but the game is still on schedule for November 14th on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S, and Nintendo Switch. We'll see if there's a demo for it. We shall see. Now, if you got Twitch, and if you play World of Warcraft, you might be able to get the Watcher of the Huntress pet. Now, how to do this, according to WoWhead, you have to get 2 Twitch subs to receive the Watcher of the Huntress pet, and that will be available from August 26th to September 26th. So, not this week, but that'll start Monday the 26th. So that will be available for everybody. So all you have to do, log into your Twitch account, and if you don't have Twitch, create an account on twitch.tv, and you can visit any Twitch channel that is streaming World of Warcraft. So if they're streaming World of Warcraft, you can purchase 2 subscriptions, any tier, to earn that reward. Now the campaign begins on August 26th at 3 p.m. Pacific time, which is about 6 o'clock Eastern time. And any subscription that are purchased before that will not be counted towards that award. Any subscription purchased after the time frame will not get you that award. So if you're a minute early, you don't get it. If you're a minute late, you don't get it. Now the codes will expire on October 31st, 2024. So, go get it. Yeah, I know it's early to do this, but hey, we got some good stuff on the back end. Because, according to PC Games N, there was an NVIDIA GPU with a double VRAM spotted, but something else is up. Now, some people only have a 24GB VRAM for the RTX 4090D, or they found a 16GB attached to the RTX 4080 Super, and maybe you don't like it. But there might be a solution for that, because a Chinese cloud AI company has been shown using the GPU with the double the normal VRAM allocation. So they might help you out with the VRAM NVIDIA graphics card too. Now, NVIDIA will not release the best graphic cards contenders until the RTX 5000 series launch. And that will be at the end of this year or the start of next year. But that didn't stop that Chinese company from working on their cards to make that, or make the gigabytes go from 16 to 24 gigabytes. Now, there was some information that was leaked by a Twitter user, BD Squizzles, that's BDSQLSZ, who did post some screenshots of the systems running on the RTX 4090D, the RTX 4080 Super, with the double amount of the VRAM. And that's quite a bit of code that they're showing once you take a good close look at the picture. So they found a way to double the VRAM, and that way it was leaked. If you want to find it, it's in the GQDN show notes right there. Now we go to some other equipment, because Hardcore Gamer did say that Secret Labs is working with Lamborghini. And you know that they're chairs with the different colors. They're showing yellow and green. At least I think it's yellow. Maybe it might be a little bit light orange. But they're calling it, Secret Labs is calling it, the Titan Evo line. Titan Evo. And that is quite the gaming chair. And that goes with the initial launch of the Automobili Lamborghini designs. Yeah, the car maker. That one. And I tell you what, they do look good. Now, the site is not providing a price point for the chairs, but Lamborghini teaming up with Secret Labs, that'd be something. Oh, you want a headset? PC Games End did say that the Logitech Astro A50X is on sale. Once again, there is a price point, which right now you can get that headset for $342, which is a discount of 10%, because the MSRP was at $380, and PC Games End says it's worth it. Well, you know, it's still up there in price. Is it worth it to you? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. All right, let's get to the good stuff. Really good stuff, because Doom the Dark Ages has more gameplay, and according to PlayStation Universe, they were at QuakeCon for some behind-the-scenes showing, and we know that that game just looks really good. And that was all done behind closed doors. So that's all well done. Looks really, really good. Now, if you like Dragon Ball, according to PerSquare.com, here comes Cell, because it's a Cell Saga, and there's a little bit of gameplay trailer with that one, too. Now, right now, it's called Dragon Ball Sparkling Zero, and this might be the Cell Saga, and you might be able to play some other characters or play against some other characters like Mecha Frieza and King Cold. So we shall see what happens with that one. Oh, got a Switch. The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom now has pre-orders, and if you get them from Best Buy, you can get a limited edition Echo of Wisdom acrylic diorama that's valued at $10, according to Best Buy. But if you use Best Buy to get the game, you'll get the game and the acrylics, because it's free. It's $10 value, but it's free. Too bad it's not a shooter. Going to IGN as well, Gravelord is coming for PC, and that's from the developer Fatbot Games, and Gravelord is coming. Now, right now that is in development, and right now, because it's in development, it does not yet have a release date, but they did show some pictures about the game. Now, this is a card game plus a shooter game. The cards are mainly for power-ups. So yep, that's coming. Who knows when? We'll stick with the demos because Detective Games is looking to make a comeback, and Nowhere, according to PC Games N, does look pretty good. So you play as a detective, and you're set out in the search of people, of missing tourists. You go to the forest of Norway, with the mist descending and trees blocking the lines of sight. So this isn't just a detective game, this is a horror game as well. In fact, they did provide a bit of a trailer to it, but that is all that they gave. Because right now, Nowhere is planned for next year. Planned for early next year. But if you want to try it, there's a free demo, and that will start on August 15th. Now, if you want to try it, it is up on Steam, and you can download it for yourself. Now we'll end with some sales. Because IGN did say that 50% of Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1 is there for you, and it's up on Amazon and Best Buy, and it's all the different stops. Well, the hardware stops, like Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo Switch. So if you want Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1, you can get it half off, both Amazon and Best Buy. Speaking of sales, the Xbox End of Summer Sale is now live. And there's quite a few games up here. Now, some of these sales only last until August 26th. Some of them do not. So I'll give you just some of what's on sale. Assassin's Creed, Mirage Deluxe, Baldur's Gate 3, Cult of the Lamb, Doom Eternal, Year One Pass, okay. Resident Evil 4 Gold Edition, Starfield, Stray, that's a good one. No shock, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, Deluxe, and UFC 5. I know, personal opinion, right? I'm sorry, but I do get to say that this has been a Dawnforge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.